This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Is the world financial system about to go up in smoke again? Well, feels like this warning crops up every 6 months or so these days. The upcoming vote in Greece has pundits here in a panic. They all seem to think the universe is about to end. But we wondered what Europeans think. So we sent our man in London, Stephen Beard, to a selection of pubs across the pond to find out what they think and, well, what they drink. He joins us now. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Tess.
So five countries, multiple pubs. Are we checking you into AA at this point?
No, it wasn't quite as much fun as it sounds, perhaps. I actually only got a drink in two of them.
Oh, no.
But yes, five pubs in five different Eurozone countries. The idea to get away from the bankers and the politicians and the analysts and to check out this horror story of the Eurozone debt crisis at grassroots level.
All right. Well, let's talk about whether this is a horror story for them indeed. What have you been finding?
Well, it varies quite a lot. I found different things in different countries. I mean, anger in Ireland, dismay in Spain, some surprising generosity in Germany. Hmm. In Greece, the worst affected by the crisis, it's in its fifth year of recession, I found a lot of resignation and despondency. Most people who are suffering the worst effect of the downturn are innocent.
Hmm.
This guy, Fortis Mantelos, is a lighting specialist who's scraping a living.
We didn't do anything here, like the ordinary people. We didn't steal any money. We don't have boats or, big sports cars and stuff. We just want to make a living and not big living. We just want to live.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point that he makes there, Stephen, because, you know, you talk to Americans and they take a look at what's going on in places like Greece. And, they say, look, they had a retirement age of, what, 50, 55, and they're being asked to maybe retire a little later. Here in the U.S., we don't even have a hope of retiring until we're 65. So I don't know that there's a lot of empathy for what's going on there.
Europeans certainly do enjoy higher levels of government spending than Americans, state-funded healthcare, for example. But this is very much expected here. I mean, the whole relationship between the citizen and the state is different. People expect to have access to reasonable healthcare and education regardless of their means. But there's no doubt that in some Eurozone countries, like Greece, the public sector is bloated, and many Greeks are very critical of that. Here's a dynamic character that I came across in Athens, a bar owner called Alekos Sisovitis, and he's scathing about his country's public sector and the jobs for life mentality.
The enemy of progress is to put someone in a chair and you tell him, for a lifetime you have this chair, you're not going to lose it. So these people, they become lazy.
Wow. All right. But you mentioned that these are very different countries that you visited. So this bloated government spending problem, is that everywhere?
No, it isn't. And indeed, actually, Alekos's partner, Antonis Peristorakos, thinks that the real cause of the crisis lay much further afield in the financial meltdown on your side of the pond.
Oh, dear.
If we didn't have the big crisis, I think perhaps now we wouldn't discuss about the Greek crisis.
It's America's fault.
Always.
In fact, Europe had all its own ingredients for a banking crash too, like
right.
The US, a big housing boom that turned to bust. And in countries like Ireland and Spain, it was this, rather than government overspending, that caused the problem. In the Irish pub I visited, I met Dermot O'Flynn, who was seething about the Irish bankers who were bailed out in full by the Irish taxpayers and, he says, got off scot-free.
The money flooded in here. These guys fueled the inferno that engulfed us, and they haven't even been singed.
Well, that's a sentiment you hear here in the U.S. as well, that's for sure.
Yes, I mean, and you hear it right across Europe.
All right. Well, so this picture isn't looking great. We've got elections in Greece coming up. What do you think we should expect early next week?
Well, who knows? There certainly is an atmosphere of impending doom here at the moment. But what I found on my pub tour was the older the drinkers, the gloomier they were. The younger ones actually were much more optimistic. And in the French bar, I met David Caruso, a 20-year-old business student who was determined not to be too downhearted.
I have the future in front of me. I can't allow me to be pessimistic. Everything is about being optimistic. If I am optimistic, my friend will be optimistic, and France will be optimistic, and maybe Europe, and maybe the world.
So there you are. The French are usually regarded as the most pessimistic people in Europe. But there you are, a ray of optimism, a ray of hope in a surprising quarter.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us. He's back home in London. Stephen, welcome back and cheers.
And the same to you, Tess.